Oh, say, but I'm glad, I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Jesus has come and my heart's overrun. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Good morning. It's 6 o'clock. Okay, so I startled you awake this morning. This is Kenneth Hill. You're listening to WHCB, Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City, 91.5 FM. It is the Blessing radio station. And we are here heralding Christ's blessings 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by God's grace and His provision. It's only by the provision of Almighty God through His people that we can be on the air. And so thank you for helping us stay on the air. If you want to get hold of us by internet, you can send your church news to us, your community news to us. You can give a donation to us on the internet. It is secured giving. You can do all of that. You can send us a comment. Anything you want to do, you can do it online, or most of it you can. Just email us through the Contact Us link on the webpage. Where's the webpage, you say? Well, it's online on the internet at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. Do you like spring? Well, we're in spring now. I hope you like it. And spring is starting to show itself. And I think that's wonderful. As early as last week, I was seeing some of those little flowers coming up, you know. And I don't know what that stuff's called, but it's some sort of a covering. It's like got little flowers and lots of greenery, sort of covering for bald spots on the sides of the hills and stuff. No, it's not kudzu, but it's some sort of little plant, and it's all out. It's looking great. I don't know if it's supposed to look that great or not, but it is. Spring is always beautiful, and I'm glad to see spring coming. Don't forget, we might have another snow or two, but spring is on its way. Have you ever been in a testimony meeting? Now, some of us grew up in churches that had testimony meetings. If you did, raise your hand. Okay, I don't see that hand, but thank you for raising it. You know, I remember going to church at the Morrison City Mission Church years ago when I was just a kid, and it was down on Echo Drive, which is now covered up with an on-ramp, an entrance ramp to Highway 23, I-26, down in Morrison City. Morrison City is right next to Weber City, if you're over in that part of Tennessee and Virginia. Anyway, I grew up there, and Morrison City Mission sat there on Echo Drive right under the four-lane highway next to the creek, and we would go out in between services or before service, and we would go up and down the creek bank looking for toad frogs and looking for crawdads and looking for snakes. Now, we didn't really go looking for snakes. They found us. Anytime we'd lift a rock, we'd usually find two or three under them. I mean, that creek down there just was full of all sorts of wildlife. And it was really neat because we guys would go back there and go rummaging around looking at stuff and throwing rocks in the creek and whatever. It probably wasn't the best thing to do, but we did that before church or after church, before we went home in the springtime and in the summer. It was loads of fun. And when I think about it now, those water moccasins and copperheads that were down on the creek bank, in the summertime, we would sometimes take off our shoes and socks and go wading in the creek and roll our pants legs up as much as we could, you know, with church pants on. You had to be very careful. And get in that creek, and that, who knows how dirty that water was, but in that creek, there would be all sorts of crawdads. Those crayfish or crawdads would come along and nip at your toes, and you'd have a few little fish come after you and things like that. But I've thought about it since I grew up and wondered why the snakes were never around. I think we scared them off. Well, in those testimony meetings in that little storefront-styled church that I grew up in, we would have testimony meetings, and one of the verses that was mentioned more often than any other is from Psalm 107, verse 2. Does it come to mind? Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord speak up. And it went on to say, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. So let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Well, the enemy is the devil. It's Satan and his followers. It's Lucifer. So Psalm 107 is a psalm of thanksgiving, thanking God for redeeming his people from the hands of Satan. It begins with an admonition in verse 1, O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And four times he repeats a similar note of praise in verses 8, 15, 21, and 31. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Wow. Now, this was a specific situation that Psalm 107 was addressing, and that was the children of Israel once again coming back to the Lord from wandering on their own. The psalmist was urging them to show their appreciation for God's love for them. The Psalm 107 notes that God continued to supply their needs in many ways, and each time the same words were repeated for them to remember and to give thanks. And the final verse there in 43 puts it this way, whoever is wise will observe these things, and they will understand the loving kindness of the Lord. My friend, do you understand how kind and how loving Almighty Father God is to you? I may be addressing this to someone today that is in prison. We get letters from prisoners all the time, and some listen to this broadcast or other broadcasts throughout the day on WHCB. I may be speaking to someone who is incarcerated behind bars, not able to get out and go freely where you want. I may be speaking to someone that is bedfast or homebound. You're also kept where you are safe and secure, but not allowed to get out on your own. Other circumstances, but the same result. Maybe I'm talking to somebody this morning that is trapped by depression or by struggle or distress or fear. My friend, whatever your situation, if you're free to roam or you're not free to roam, whatever your situation, the Lord will deliver you if you ask him to do so. It's the Lord who redeems us from the hand of the enemy. It is the Lord who is good. It is the Lord whose mercy endures forever. It is God who gives us his goodness and his wonderful works. My friend, whatever your situation today, give it up to God and let him take care of you. Cast your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Heavenly Father, take the message of your word to the hearts of these people that you've designed it for. Speak to us. Help us to know our redemption and to say so, to tell others the truth about how good you are. We thank you for your provision. We thank you for your love, and we do so in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.